Okay, you are listening to the 50th anniversary birthday extravaganza of Christopher and Pauly B, and Pauly B and Christopher on WMFO 91.5 FM.
Be right back, kids. It's Friday! Birthday show!
Oh, got something. When can I tell? Gonna make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my side step, gonna use my fingers, gonna use my imagination. 'Cause I gonna make you see. No one like me. I'm special, special. So special. Special. I got half some of your attention. Give it to me, 'cause I gonna make you see. Nobody else here. No one like me.
boys and girls. Hey, that was Sway by the Rolling Stones. That was another birthday song for my partner over here.
My favorite Stone song.
He just told me a quick story about that I did not know.
Yes.
Where Keith Richards
could not make the session.
He was so effed up on drugs. All he could do was background vocals. He couldn't even play the guitar.
He was just did the overdubs later, and that's that really grinding rhythm guitar is Mick Jagger.
And I'm going to tell you, that's rock and roll.
Yep. It's all right. I got it. I can play guitar.
Welcome back, boys and girls. 3:16 in the afternoon. You're listening to The Giddy Up with DJ Polly B and the funny man Christopher Ridgeway on a very famous, which has become global wide now. Yes, our birthday show that we try to do every year.
World leaders are sending telegrams as we speak.
Anyways,
Angela Merkel, you made me like men again. The Chancellor of Germany.
I'll be back with the weekend weather in probably the 3:30 hour, unless the breeze calls. Unless he's feels like he wants to wake up and give us a. Anyways, as I like to do, once in a while, and everybody has fun with it. Chris is going to do the wheel, right? It's 87.
Yeah, do you want to do the news first? Then we'll do
You're going to do some news. I just want to put this out there. The December 30th, yes, 2016, today is National No Interruptions Day. So whatever you kids are doing, do not interrupt anyone, please. And this is my favorite part of it. This is definitely my favorite part of it. Let me get my sound effect. I can't even find it. All right. It is national. My favorite.
Oh.
It's National Bacon Day.
Ah.
So, I mean, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, like he was in, that movie, A Few Good Men. I watched that.
He was not in any movies. It's bacon.
Not Kevin Bacon?
It's not 6 degrees of bacon, no. It is actual bacon. Christopher.
Hey, stop interrupting me. It's No Interruption Day.
I'm not trying to interrupt you.
Yeah, you butt
it's skis. Bacon Day. It's Bacon Day. How can you interrupt bacon? All right. It's Bacon Day. misunderstood each other there for a minute. But
you kind of zigged. I zagged. It was a rarity on the Giddy Up.
Yeah.
Penis!
Penis is the sorbet to cleanse the palate.
Oh, good Lord. All right.
That's what I said on Prime Night.
Well, it's past the 3 o'clock hour. That's when we usually start getting really dirty.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So,
3 o'clock, right.
Do you have any news for us? Or do you want to do the top 20?
So we got a couple things we want to do.
Yes.
So, we're going to do the news.
Okay.
Polly
news
challenged me to do what we do. What you do at the end of the year is that you count down to the new year.
Yeah, kind of a countdown.
So Polly challenged me to come up with a countdown, and I'm going to give him a countdown of our favorite dishes at the Kowloon.
Well, see, now, good thing we're only a local radio show,
yeah,
because only local people would get this. But yeah, it's not true. We actually are nationwide.
Google the Kowloon and get a flight.
And
you will not be disappointed.
No.
Nope.
Not whatsoever.
It's a Pan-Asian dining experience. That's what they say on the website.
Is that what it says?
A Pan-Asian dining experience. And they have Kino.
I don't think you can get baked in there, though.
I bet you can.
Yeah?
I bet if you ask nicely.
How do you know they have bacon?
I, like I said, if you ask nicely, I bet they do.
All right.
Oh, they have pork. What's bacon?
Who doesn't have pork?
I don't know.
Come on, who doesn't have pork?
I don't know. Something I don't want to be
all
friends
right with. All right, so lay it on me.
All right. Well, so, okay, so first we'll do the...
In a manner of speaking.
We'll do the news is. So we got a couple stories to talk about.
Okay.
But this one's going to hit a little close to home for you because of the giving season of Christmas. Mm-hmm. Your beautiful daughter, Emily, received one of these.
Oh, right, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So this year's most sought-after Christmas present might have a naughty side, with Hatchimal owners claiming that the famous toy is swearing at them.
Hmm.
Owners have uploaded videos of their toys online showing it making some dubious noises.
Hatchimals, yeah.
Remember the Cabbage Patch dolls? They said nothing, and they liked it.
Exactly.
Well, it could be put down to a keen ear for profanity. Others say they definitely hear it saying, F off or F me. There's video, which I can put on our website, where you can be the judge, and I will put that on the Giddy Up website.
Right on, yeah.
And then you can be the judge and see what it sounds like to you. So Nick Gallego told CTV Vancouver Island he was pretty sure it said blank me. His wife Sarah said she also thought the toy, bought for the six-year-old son, had a foul mouth. If he was a bit older, we might be more offended about it.
Can I just say something? Mm-hmm. All right. In not so much defense for the toy, but the only words that the toy can learn is hearing it from, and you know,
and that's what
the,
I was going
the
to
owners or just say people were fighting over it in the toy store.
Yeah,
so you can't. I don't think you can really blame the toy company.
That it came
it's
out
kind of like a parrot.
Manufactured that way. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. So are you saying that these people should be blaming themselves?
They should be.
Yeah.
Come on. Who doesn't swear in their house?
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Imagine if like the couple was cheating, and it learned that.
I didn't even think of that.
You know, finish quickly. My husband's coming home from work. Imagine your Hatchimal saying that.
Oh, my. Well, I didn't think of that. All the, obviously, because I'm not a couple. So, yeah. Mine would probably just say, next woman.
All of a sudden you hear take a number.
So only kidding. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so that's
so they
a
only
point.
They only yeah they only copy what is being said to them. It's like a parrot.
Yeah. I was going to ask that, being our resident Hatchimal expert, what you thought of that. So the furry creature is designed to hatch from an egg while making noises, emitting light in the process. They can grow. They can learn to walk and dance. The claims of the swearing have been addressed by the company, who said blank you.
Well, there you go. So it coming right from the factory.
Yeah.
The factory workers.
So once again, Hatchimal swearing. I'm going to share this on our website. There's a couple videos, folks. You be the judge, jury, and executioner.
Wow.
All right. Now, Dateline Florida, our favorite state. The reason, I don't know if you knew this, why Florida was allowed into the Union in, I would say, like 1849.
I didn't know the exact date, but okay. They should have been allowed out in 1950.
Well, yeah, no kidding. But the reason they were allowed in the Union is for one reason. To give us funny news.
That is very true.
That's it. That's the only thing. Funny news and Disney. An 81-year-old Floridian has copped a plea in connection with a shuffleboard rage incident, according to court records.
Hmm.
Herbert Hayden, who looks like an anorexic Santa Claus, this month entered a no-contest plea to a misdemeanor battery charge filed following a mid-September altercation at a senior center. Hayden was ordered by a circuit court judge to pay $1,000 in fines and restitution. The octogenarian.
What?
Octogenarian.
Okay.
He's in his 80s. Who lives in a St. Petersburg...
He would have to be.
Yeah, he's an octo. He's an octo mom. The octo mom, who lives in St. Petersburg Mobile Park, was arrested after he got into a physical confrontation with a fellow retiree. According to police, Hayden punched the victim and struck him with a shuffleboard cue.
I cannot believe they live in... A mobile home.
Do you know there's only like 20 houses in Florida? The rest of the mobile homes. 20. Okay. That's it.
And the rest of the shuffleboard court.
Yeah.
Shuffleboard courts.
Mobile homes and shuffleboard.
Oh, what's the other one that the elderly play?
That's shuffleboard.
What am I thinking of then? I thought shuffleboard was with a disc.
Yeah. No, that's shuffleboard, I guess. Disc
See?
Is something.
They're both shuffleboard. Oh, all right. It all depends on you. There's an age cutoff.
I guess so.
It must be, right.
The attack, cops say, occurred at the Pinellas Park Senior Center. Hayden battered the victim near the close of the 16-court facilities. Thrice weekly black and white shuffleboard league competition. I think there was something else going on there. Hayden and victim James Sutton had a verbal argument that escalated into a physical altercation. After the 6 foot, 200 pound Hayden slugged Sutton, he hit him with a shuffleboard cue, causing damage to both cues. Who cares about the people? Make sure the cues are okay.
Well, a lot of people have to use them.
Yeah. So basically, the cops said, no contact. You're barred within 500 feet. Hayden is also barred from calling or texting Sutton. You're old. You do not know how to text. The order also prohibits any contact via Facebook or Twitter. Once again, these people are in their 80s. Maybe you won't want to Instagram them either. The elderly Hayden does not appear to have any social media accounts because he is 80.
Well, if you want to prevent aging, I would highly recommend and suggest drinking some Guinness.
Oh.
Yes, I know.
Our medical correspondent.
I will bring it up right now, though. But, I'm Irish. I've been to Ireland, and I know for factual reasons that when a child is sick, they feed them Guinness because of the iron properties in. And anyways, so now I just heard a pint of Guinness each day can help stop you from going deaf. New researchers show long thought to have medicinal properties. Guinness, thanks to its high iron content, may be also combating hearing loss. So that's just another reason why you need to drink some more Guinness. And I have no problem with that. For strength, for, you know, just for everyday use.
So this is our medical report we're going to be doing now.
I guess we kind of went there.
Yes, that's good. We're informing and helping the public.
Well, you know, we want to help the people.
Yeah.
We have to help the people.
We're helpers.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
We make you laugh and we help you.
Yeah.
Health-wise.
Look at Paul. He's like Dr. Paul. I think at this point, you should be a doctor. I think with all the mamalettes and papalatos you've given, you earned your degree.
Very, very good point.
I think this report, medical report that you've given, just puts you over the top. I think you're DJ Dr. Paulie B or Dr. DJ Paulie B. Which one do you like better?
It does not matter. Whichever comes first.
I think Dr. DJ.
Okay.
Dr. DJ.
All right. Well, drink your Guinness. Be strong. Be very hairful. I don't know. But anyways, all right. So 3:29 in the afternoon. Is that it for your funny news or your silly news?
That was silly. I thought it was being serious.
I know.
That's it for the news report.
Well, thank you very much, Christopher, the funny man who is 50 years old and about 5 days. No, plus 5 days is what I should say. I won't be 50 until 4 more days. No. No.
No.
7 more days.
Let's say, no, 6. Oh. 6, right?
Oh. We're 11 days apart.
Yeah, but you were born. Wait a minute. You were born on a. Your birthday is on Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, 6 and 5 is 11. 6 days from now.
Okay.
Today's Friday.
All right. Well, you do the math.
I don't want to. My head just hurt.
I'm getting senile.
I was so vomiting.
I went in the shower with my socks on today, so I don't even know what day it is.
Yeah, but he wears his socks on his penis, so. That's how senile he is. Oh, Chili Peppers fan. I don't know.
That's true. All right. So 3:30 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up, of course, here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. Play a couple more songs. Come back. You know, whatever you guys want to do. I hope you're enjoying the show because we're wax. You know. But not that you didn't know that from before. So we are going to play a couple more shows.
No. We got more than a couple.
Well, a couple more songs, and then we'll be back and say our goodbyes for the
already?
Year.
Already?
No. It's 3:31.
Jeez, I think I just got here.
3:32. All right. All right, kids. Take us out, Christopher.
You are listening to the 50th birthday extravaganza, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
We'll be back with the wheel. We forgot the wheel.
Oh, got me my only son. Listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Aye. Time, don't live too fast. Troubles will come, and they will pass. You'll find a woman, oh yeah, and you'll find love. And don't forget that there is a someone.
Was the best version of that song ever, and not to take anything away you know from
old Lenny.
Well,
old Lenny Skynyrd.
Anyways, yeah, that one goes out to my mom, Chris's mom, from us, no matter where they are. that was kind of our song, you know? And we're not really simple men, but we tried to be.
Try to be.
For our moms. Anyways, not bringing the show down. 3:42 in the afternoon. It is... let's see. 37 degrees. Ooh, yeah.
I don't know if I
in
like
the
this.
Afternoon, you are listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO. We appreciate you guys. Hopefully, you're all listening and having a good time and enjoying the music. I just want to give a quick weather report, and then Christopher, the funny man, will. Give us
top 10 of 87.
Yeah. Okay, so 36 37 degrees right now. And tomorrow, highs of a 36, if we're lucky. So it'll be pretty much the same as today, but maybe a little, no, probably not more cloudy, probably about the same. And Sunday is my pick of the weekend. It'll be highs of 47, lows of 32. So, I mean, you guys, watch your favorite football team. And although there's none playing around here, because the Patriots will will be in Miami. And anyways, and that will be Saturday. If you guys are going out into town for first night. It please bundle up. It's gonna be really cold. Okay, so, anyways, first night will be very cold, but you know what? When you're that drunk, you don't care. So, anyways, take care of yourselves. Please do not drink and drive, and please be safe. And I'll say my goodbyes after. But I just want you to be safe tomorrow night if you guys decide to go out. Into town and deal with that. And like I said, it's going to be cold if you're outside for first night. So Christopher, why don't you take us on our 1987 ride?
Yes, musical journey. So top 10, 87, this is the last chart of retro chart of our year, as well as the last chart of 1987.
Yes, sir.
Coming in, number 10, the Australian Sensations from their humongously successful album called Kick in Excess.
Man, what a short-lived group that could have been great. Well, they were great.
They were great, but you thought
they could have been, oh my God.
Yeah, we should still be hearing new music from them today. We really should. At number 9, Polly, I'm going to let you... comments on this song. I'm going to shut my mouth for a second.
Why are you going to let me?
Because I always think of you when I hear this song.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why? I'm like a country boy.
No. I love it. Because you changed the lyrics. That's why.
I did. For Cherry Bomb. I love John Cougar. Mellencamp. He has 18 names. Whatever. I love Cherry Bomb. Always have. Always.
Oh, man. All right, so next, I want to see if anybody remembers this one. I remember the songs by a one-hit wonder called Pretty Poison, and it has nothing to do with Bret Michaels. It was called Catch Me, I'm Falling. From the
Remember this song.
Hit the extra credit if you can remember the movie it was in. I wouldn't remember it.
Catch Me, I'm Falling?
Because I just saw it here.
It was an 80s film, obviously.
Hiding out with John Cryer.
No.
He hid out in high school. He was a drug dealer, and he went to high school to hide out.
Wow. I missed a career path, apparently.
Number 7. King of Pop.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson. The way you make me feel. Unfortunately, he was singing this to a 9-year-old boy.
Hey.
All right, he's 11. Say something he never got sued for.
One of my favorite Michael Jackson songs, him and Paul McCartney.
Say?
Yes, sir.
That's a good song. I used to watch this video on a loop. Jody Watley. I used to think she was the the bee's knees.
Yeah.
Quite gentle, I think, on the eye.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yes, very lovely, Jody Watley.
So what's the name of the song?
Don't You Want Me.
No, it's Jody Watley. Jody Watley.
Oh, man, that's when pop was good. And
it was back in our day, you're right.
And yeah, there's also a more mixed chart where you can hear young ladies like Debbie Gibson talking about shaking your love.
Makes me want to go to the medical and all. Oh, it's not there anymore.
And neither is her career. Number four, no clip for it, unfortunately. It's George Harrison from his Cloud 9 set. Got My Mind Set on You. Number three. Wish Amy Nachbar was still calling in.
Well,
with her boyfriend, David Coverdale.
That's right.
So, do you know David Coverdale's wife dropped him when she found out he wasn't Robert Plant? I just made that up.
Oh, Tawny Kitaen?
Yeah, she's like, I just loved you in Led Zeppelin. He's like, I was never in Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
You mean you're not Robert Plant? And they got divorced.
So then she hooked up with the Tigers pitcher and beat him up.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget his name.
It was Chuck Finley.
Thank you.
Whitney Houston. So emotional.
Man, what a tragic.
What a talent.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately,
best voice ever, I think.
Oh, man, she just opened her mouth.
That
music came out.
Oh, my. Just everything she did was beautiful.
Beautiful,
and
yeah.
That time she did the national anthem,
mm-hmm. It
is the best national anthem ever, ever, ever recorded.
Mm-hmm. That was incredible.
Ever.
It had more to do. I mean, it had a lot to do with what was going on at the time.
I understand that.
It was just such a, you know, it was perfect for the time and for everything. Mm-hmm. And that's where it is. So, looking through the chart, there were some folks who are not with us anymore, which brings us to our number one. And I'm going to turn it over to your host and MC, DJ Pauly Bay.
And we don't usually play this style music, but he earned it. George Michael, who had passed earlier this week.
Christmas Day.
Yes, Christmas Day. And was one of the greatest pop artists ever. And this was the number one song from 1987, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And God rest his soul. We'll be right back and say our goodbyes and wish you all a good new year.
Cause I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Cause I gotta have faith.
Yeah, we all have to have faith. You should have heard Christopher, the funny man, just singing that song like it was his own.
I was in the bathroom. What are you talking about, Willis?
Anyways, boys and girls, 3:53 in the afternoon. All good things must have to come to an end, and maybe not to an end, maybe to a new beginning. How's that sound?
I like it.
I want to be on the positive side of that. We love you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Giddy Up here on 91.5. And you guys are the best fans because you have to put up with us two baboons just going back and forth for so long. But I know it puts a smile on your face, and I'm going to let Chris take it away, and then we're going to take it out with some music. We don't like to say our goodbyes, but this will be our last goodbyes of the 2016, which I have no problem with leaving.
Yeah, and the other thing too is
2017.
We're back next week.
We are back.
We're
next
back
week.
Next week. So every beginning has an end, and every end has a beginning. So just want to wish everyone just the happiest and safest of New Year. You know, reflect on your 2016, on the positives of what went well in your life, and hug the people around you. And as I always say, you know, take a big dump. It's good for you. Go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can in 2017 and beyond. Happy New Year and love to everyone.
That's right. And as I always say, we're going to take a 166-hour break. But I don't know if that carries over to the new year. Maybe 167? I don't know. It does not matter. We'll be here next week because we can't stay away from you guys. And I just want to thank everybody for the love that you've shown to our show over these past 5 years and just everything. You guys have been the best that we could ever have wished for as far as listeners and I don't want to say fans, but you are. And I don't want to get choked up too much, but thank you very much. We, as I always say, well, we'll be back next week, so it's not like, well, it will be next year, I guess. But I can't. Like I said, I can't say enough how much we appreciate you guys being consummate and listeners and always being there for us. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And I always say that, and I really, truly mean it. So you guys have a wonderful, wonderful new year. Please be safe, you know, healthy, and every... You know, everything, just to, you know, don't get in trouble if you can avoid it. I want to wish everybody a wonderful life, and hopefully our lives get better in 2017, because to be quite frank, 2016 sucked for me, but who cares about me? I just want to wish you all a very happy, safe, healthy, and prosperous new year. I know I'm just going on and on like a blathering fool, but always stay Boston strong. And you know what? Help the person out next to you. Always, you know, always. Because there's nothing like it, you know? Maybe turn over a new leaf in 2017. Because I'm going to. I am definitely going to. And I just want to wish you all, like I said, Happy New Year from the Giddy Up. And I want to say my apologies. To Tom Brady, of course, because he was waiting for the show, but he had a plane to catch. So I apologize to Tom Brady, and good luck tomorrow. You don't need, Sunday, you don't need it. You guys are going to the Super Bowl. I love you all. And this last song, I wouldn't say last song. This last song goes out to my best friend and Christopher. Thank you. Happy birthday. You don't look a day over 30 for damn sure. And you're my best friend, and I love you.
Love you too.
And this is our song. So you guys have a great new year. We'll see you next year.